saying goodbye. Losing employees can be tough.
Hey, Uncle Bob, I'm glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too, Ben. You look tired. Are you sleeping okay?
No. I've been having a rough time lately.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm losing one of my best employees, Terry. It's not really a problem, I guess. It's more of an annoyance.
But it's still keeping you up at night.
Right. He's been with the company for less than 6 months, and by leaving, he's depriving me of a great worker.
He's also creating a lot more work for you. Now you'll have to retrain people or get a replacement for him.
Exactly. It makes me wonder if I shouldn't have all my employees sign contracts or something.
Contracts don't keep employees from leaving, Ben. And if you aren't careful, they can cause a lot of resentment.
I can see that. But if contracts don't keep employees from leaving, why do so many companies use them?
One reason is that contracts can help keep your employees from leaving to work for your competitors.
How do they do that?
Many contracts include a clause that prevents employees from working for a competitor for a period of time.
That seems like a good idea, but it won't solve the problem of Terry leaving. He's not going to work for my competition. He's leaving because of family problems.
There isn't much you can do about him leaving then, but there are still things you can do to make your company more resistant to problems when employees do leave.
Like what?
Well, for starters, you could cross-train your employees.
What does that mean?
It just means you train your employees to do several different jobs. For example, you might train Angela to do Ralph's job, but also train Ralph to do Angela's job.
That would give me a lot more flexibility and make it easier to maintain continuity if someone does leave.
Exactly. It also makes employees more versatile. You wouldn't have to worry about things like vacation and sick leave, for example.
Cross-training is probably good for employees, too. It would help them learn new skills and keep them from getting bored with their jobs.
That's true. And having happy employees will help keep people at the company.
Those are great ideas, Uncle Bob.
Just remember, you can't prohibit employees from leaving, but you can make losing employees more tolerable.
Word bank. Annoyance. Those bugs are a real annoyance. Deprive. The storm deprived me of internet service. Resentment. She feels resentment toward her brother because of the mean things he said. Clause. There is a clause in this contract that I can't agree to. Resistant. Sometimes James is resistant to change. Continuity. The older players help give the team continuity from 1 year to the next. Versatile. This is a very versatile phone. It can do all kinds of things. Prohibit. The sign prohibits visitors from entering the kitchen. More information. Cross-train. Talk about it. Have you ever quit something? How was your replacement found? What do you think companies should do to keep employees from leaving? If you were the CEO of a company, what would you do to avoid the problem of employees leaving?